Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Are we living in the Twilight Zone? Has this been a strange time for you? Okay, if you look at some of the things going on, I do an update every day on WSB. And by the way, I'll just plug it, because why not plug? Here we go. If you are not receiving our daily email, if you're not a radio listener, and that's why you listen to the podcast, so you're not hearing the update we do. I spend time every single day writing a new one-minute update on what's going on in the world that would be most impactful practically to you and your wallet and your growth towards the dreams you have. Okay, so it's not just stocks were up today. It's really trying to say, what does all this stuff going on mean for you and me? And if you're not listening to the radio to get that, it's on twice, morning and afternoon, and WSB. It's in the morning on B98.5. But if you're not hearing that, you can sign up on my website for that update, okay? It's mylifeismore.com. And then I'm in your inbox every day. I mean, what could be better? Right? Everybody would love that, right? All right. If you're not getting that update, this week I talked about just this crazy reality going on that not only do we have a possible trade war with China, which is not surprising, but it seems like we're launching into trade war with our allies. Guys, Canada is mad. That's what I say on the show today. And that's a little crazy. Do you know Canadians? I've got a number of clients that are Canadians. My wife's family is actually from Canada. I saw her uncle recently in the last few days in the midst of all this and said, I don't even know what to do. I mean, Canada's actually ticked off about this. I've never even seen this before. And he agreed. He was like, this is crazy. And not only that, we have talks with North Korea this next week. So it's just a crazy time right now for international relations. So we're going to dig into that and then go a little deeper into what does it mean for me and you? And how should you prepare your investments to make sure you're going to be okay in the midst of that? If you have any questions as you listen to the show, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally while you're there. Sign up for the update. Again, mylifeismore.com, and enjoy the show. Talked for weeks about the possibility of a trade war with China. Now, anytime you hear trade war, the primary weapon being used are these things called tariffs. Tariffs are just import taxes, okay? And President Trump has now extended that. He actually did a number of weeks ago, but officially extended that in the last number of days to many of our allies. So when it's China we're talking about, a lot of Americans are great with that, right? A lot of Americans go, well, we can, if we need to attack China because of unfair trade practices. And by the way, there are some really concerning practices that China has engaged in for a long time. I won't dig deep into it, but there are concerning parts of our interaction with China, how they handle us economically, and specifically the way they have forced many American companies into giving up trade secrets, intellectual property, as a blackmail tool for letting them into Chinese markets. That's a problem. Okay, so that needs to be addressed. Our tariffs the most helpful way to address that, I'm not sure, but needs to be addressed. But when we talk about our allies, it's a whole different discussion. And yet President Trump has wielded this power of the tariff indiscriminately towards our allies as well. And so last Friday, so a little over a week ago, he announced that we would be levying tariffs against the European Union, Canada, and Mexico, many of our closest allies, on steel and aluminum. And our allies were outraged, and they pushed back, and it's been very tense for the last week, to the point that, for the first time, I think, maybe making diplomatic history, we had a Twitter war between President Trump and the French and Canadian presidents. Let me just read a little excerpt of this, because I couldn't believe it as I watched it unfolding here. Emmanuel Macron, president of France, wrote in advance of the G7 summit, so right this weekend, President Trump met with the leaders of most of our primary allies at the G7 summit in Canada. And in advance of that meeting, right before they're all going to get together and spend time together, Emmanuel Macron writes, "The American president may not mind being isolated, but neither do we mind signing a six-country agreement if need be." In other words, it's a group of seven countries, but if you guys won't come to the table America, we'll just sign a six-country agreement. He calls him out on Twitter. And then President Trump writes back, why aren't the European Union and Canada informing the public that for years they have used massive trade tariffs and non-monetary trade barriers against the U.S.? And then President Trump writes again, please tell Prime Minister Trudeau and President Macron, now this is calling them specifically out on Twitter, that they are charging the U.S. massive tariffs and create non-monetary barriers, etc., etc. So back and forth, truly remarkable to see us to their faces calling out each other, these leaders of the world, when we're all allies. We're all close allies. This just hasn't been seen before, okay? And so now they had this meeting. We'll see what comes out of that. But here's the point. We're not just talking about penalizing countries that are doing things that are dubious. We're talking about significant changes in economic policy with virtually everyone of significance around us, okay? With our primary trade partners, which has created outrage. And President Trump clearly hopes to use that as a negotiating tool to put us in a better place. And maybe that's the case. I have some deep misgivings about that. Ben Sasse is one of my favorite lawmakers. Again, I don't talk politics too much, but I like Ben Sasse a lot. If you ever listen to his stuff, he's just a very down-to-earth, intelligent guy. He is a senator from Nebraska, and he had this quote. I appreciated this. Pretty darn straightforward. He said, this is dumb. Europe, Canada, and Mexico are not China, and you don't treat allies the same way you treat opponents. We've been down this road before. Blanket protectionism is a big part of why America had a Great Depression. Make America great again shouldn't mean make America 1929 again. So pretty strong words from Senator Sasse. Now, again, he's from Nebraska, and breadbasket states, our farming states, will be hit hardest by the tariffs that come back at us from other countries like China, for instance. They're going to target specifically American products to put tariffs on, and agriculture is going to be one of the main things hit there. And so understandably why he's so upset about this, but here's the deeper issue. I don't know economically that this will work. I did in a show a number of weeks ago, I talked about the economics of tariffs, and it's dubious. Right, it really flies in the face of the idea of free market economics. I don't want to dig into that right now. I want to talk more practically about what should we expect based on this. How do you prepare yourself for it? Because again, the idea is let's filter down past just what's going on and talk about what is that going to mean for you and me. If you've noticed, this last week ended pretty well. We were actually up 1.5-2% in most major indexes. That's nice. But a lot of the volatility of the last few weeks in the market, a lot of the up and the down we've seen, has not been because there's terrible things going on economically. We still have strong job numbers coming out. We're seeing decent earnings number coming out. There's not a lot in the economy that says things are going badly right now. What's causing that volatility, a lot of it, is more what's going on from Washington. Right, it's the total lack of clarity about what's coming next, and are we going to have a trade war, and are we going to tick people off? What's it going to do to global markets? And then you add on that, I mean, even just this next week, we have a historic meeting between President Trump and the leader of North Korea. Right, no sitting U.S. president has ever sat down and talked with a sitting leader of North Korea. That's about to happen. So there's so much unknown going on, and President Trump kind of prides himself on being a wild card. That here is what you have to expect. You have to expect continued volatility. And you might listen to that and go, well, that's not brain surgery. Well, no one knows what's going to happen. But what it means is this: if you have not yet adjusted your expectations, if you're still living in the world of it's the market's going to keep going up, 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 or if you're sitting going, it's doom and gloom and it's going to be a terrible drop in the near future, I want you to adjust that and go to a place that says volatility will be normal. That's not necessarily a good or a bad thing. Right? But volatility should be expected. So how do I prepare for volatility? Not extremes, not it's going to be amazing or it's going to be terrible, but just that it's going to be up and down. How do you prepare yourself for that? And the answer is by intelligent diversification. So I want to talk about what that means for just a second. But if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money. If you missed any part of this show, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can listen to past shows. You can also ask any questions about what you're hearing. I will get back to you directly. Again, it's mylifeismore.com. All right, so what is intelligent diversification? Here is the key. If you're trying to figure out how you can best handle a world that is unstable, where volatility is the norm because of instability in the world, diversification is key. And diversification, the best way to think about this goes back to Sunday school. If you grew up in the church, my dad was a pastor. I spent a lot of Sundays in church, okay, in Sunday school. And the song Deep and Wide was drilled into me. There's a fountain flowing deep and wide. You might have heard that song, okay? Diversification is deep and wide. Just remember that, okay? Deep means within one type of stocks. So I'm not just going to go invest in Coke. I'm going to invest in the S&P 500, where I have 500 large U.S. companies like Coke. Why? Because it gives me depth. You know, if one company has a bad year unexpectedly, like for instance, Wells Fargo, with all the scandals they've had this year, I have 499 other U.S. companies that might not be having a bad year. So that's depth, okay? It lowers my risk of one company going off the bat. But wide means across different types of companies. I don't just want large U.S. companies. I also want small U.S. companies. I also want international companies and value options, right? I want a wide berth of diversified options, not just inside one area. And so many people I meet with have the bulk of their portfolios in one thing, large U.S. stocks. Okay, they have the S&P 500, and that's the bulk of what they have, and they feel like I'm diversified. Well, you're diversified deep, but not wide. And when we're talking about global issues, okay, we're talking about the impact of a trade war across the world, we want to make sure that we're not just centered in one area where if things really hit the U.S. hard, for instance, I'm going to be in trouble. So I'm going to diversify wide so that no one place, one geography, one type of stock can wreck me. I have exposure all over the market. Okay, that's what diversification should look like. So take a minute, look at your portfolio. Are you invested both deep and wide? And if you don't know how to do that, please take advantage of the free consultation we offer. You can go to my website, mylifeismore.com. Like I mentioned before, you can ask any question, but you can also sign up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, where we can look at your portfolio and talk about, are you diversified correctly to handle the instability that's just a reality in the world around us right now? But make sure you're diversified deep and wide and use us as a resource. Again, mylifeismore.com for that free consultation.